This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
I can't hear myself now, though.
No, I can't hear me either.
So it's going in the computer, but it's not going to our headphones.
How much do we need the headphones? Do the headphones not bug you at
all? Now it's working.
Oh, they don't bug you at all?
It's working both ways. No, dude, it's better, because then you can hear the quality and everything.
Yeah, it doesn't make yourself distract you?
No, not at all. You're still a little loud. I'll turn you down a little bit. That should do it. Put your fucking headphones on, asshole. I paid a lot of money for those.
Jesus, dude.
I forked out a lot of dough. Welcome to the 43rd episode of the Hold Your Goats podcast. Today, I bring special guest. It's fucking Chase.
All right, hold your goats.
Hold those goats, man. You hold them. So do you know what that means? To hold your goats? Because to get your goat, that's where it originates from.
I mean, right? I'm more familiar with with the totes your goats.
Totes your goats, yeah.
Yeah.
Hashtag totes them.
Yeah, I understand totes, my goats.
Yeah.
It's kind of a filler.
But,
it can mean...
To get someone's goat, this is actually sticky to the Facebook page. If you go visit that, you'll see it right at the top. That's the Urban Dictionary definition of getting a goat. So to get someone's goat is to, like, annoy them to the point that they're just pissed off.
Uh-huh.
So to hold your goat is to not be offended by something, right?
Uh-huh.
Not to lose your cool.
So we're going to hold our goats here?
We're going to hold our fucking goats, man.
All right.
We're going to talk about some crazy stuff. We're going to try our best to not get offended.
All right.
You know.
What do you think about bullet holes in walls?
Bullet holes in walls?
Like, have you ever... Do you know anyone that accidentally shot a bullet hole in a wall?
I don't think I've ever seen a bullet hole in a wall in person. I don't think I've ever done that.
My brother almost shot me once.
Trevor?
No, Derek.
Oh, yeah? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Were you talking some mad shit or something?
It was back when we were rednecks.
Do go on. How does one evolve from redneckdom?
I don't know. Stop going hunting, I guess.
Stop listening to Foxworthy.
So we were like hunting and stuff, and we got back and he was unloading the gun.
Oh, the safety.
So, you know,
was off?
Some guns, you know, like, to unload it, you have to cock it.
Oh.
So
yeah.
He cocked one into the chamber while he unloaded it, and he's just like, he just points it, bang. So he thought he was going to shoot a blank.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but he shot the wall.
Good thing his aim is off.
He shot the side of a picture, and the picture didn't break. Just went right through the wood on the side.
Oh,
a clean
shit.
Hole right through the wood of the picture. And then it went through a wall. Then it went through another wall, and then it went through the ceiling, and it went through a 2x4, and then it stuck inside of the next 2x4.
In someone else's house?
That was the cure for redneck for me.
Yeah.
I was terrified. I was like, did not like to be around guns after that very much.
Man.
And my ears were ringing so bad.
Mm.
If you ever, like, hear a gun go off.
How far away was it? Was it, like, 10 feet? Or how far from you did the gun go off?
I don't know. At most 10 feet.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, they're
inside
loud.
A room,
loud,
though.
For sure.
Inside a small room, the sound is stuck.
Yeah,
inside.
Yeah.
It's different.
The acoustics are just right.
I thought my ears were damaged.
Probably.
For a while.
You probably did, yeah.
And it was a day before I could hear right again.
Yeah, you probably did some damage there.
For a while, they were ringing so bad I could hardly hear anything, and I thought it was going to be permanent.
You've been living with, like, tinnitus for
your
whole
life.
Yeah,
I was freaking out. I was terrified. I thought this was my new hearing.
Damn. That's crazy.
Because I've had, you know, how you go to a concert and then it messes your hearing up. Well, it was that times 10, you know? Mm. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, man. Mm.
I actually want to go hunting, but bow hunting, and just one time.
That's weird.
That's what I want to do, man. I'm serious. Just because I know it would be really hard for me to do, because, I don't know, I respect life too much. Like, I've been vegan on and off a few times, but
I don't know.
I think doing it
animals
would...
aren't vegan.
No, they're not. They're not. And it's not
and
natural
you're an
to
animal.
You at all. Yeah, I like Monsanto meats. Or not Monsanto meats. It's, fuck. What is it? It's,
Memphis meats.
They make synthetic meat in a laboratory. They just take cells from an animal and let it grow and cultivate it. So the animal doesn't have to die, and they make, like, chicken and duck now.
That's like...
It's legit meat, though.
I know they've done it, but, like,
it looks identical under a microscope.
I haven't heard that it's a commercial product yet.
It is, yeah. There's a company that makes it. I like them on our Facebook page.
What does it cost?
It's probably pretty expensive, but the price is going down now that they're going wholesale.
Like a $100 hamburger?
Well, you know, factory farming is government subsidized. Meat isn't as cheap as it is at the store. It's that way because the government puts money into it to make it cheaper and more affordable.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, the government supports factory
farming,
that's what
you have to do, dude.
Go hunting?
If they can make it cheaper than animals, like, no, people wouldn't even have a need to kill them.
Yeah. No more factory farms. That stuff's disgusting.
The reason I haven't been able to stick... I've thought about being vegan or vegetarian, but animals eat animals, too.
Yeah, they do.
It's just unnatural, so...
Yeah, you need the protein and... the amino acids, and you need,
like,
all of it. But
why am I going to be the one out of however many creatures living on this planet are not going to eat meat?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's an ethical thing. Like, I get it. But yeah, it's... You have to, like... Even if you plan your diet, like, perfectly, it's still not optimal for your body.
But even then, it's a tough ethical argument to sell when you don't even know how conscious an animal is.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, if they can feel pain, register that they are feeling pain, then I think there's consciousness there. I don't think consciousness
is, like,
one thing.
I know, but if it's like a low-level consciousness. But then there's an argument that if we were to abandon meat, it would cause certain health problems. And then the amount of human suffering might outweigh what you've saved for a low-level consciousness like an animal.
Well, that's why I like the idea of the synthetic meat, because it's, you don't have to kill anything for it, you know? And you still get the same amount of nutrients from it and everything.
Yeah.
It's an awesome thing. But then we'll have too many animals.
Yeah, even, like, from a utilitarian argument.
Yeah.
And from a principled argument, even that, I don't know. I don't know if it works.
Yeah. Veganism is funny.
If an objective morality were to exist, that couldn't be part of it, right?
Veganism?
Would it make sense with...
Jiggle, jiggle.
Jiggle, jiggle.
I have a soundboard. Did you know that? With clips from the show?
No.
About things that me and Ian have said before. It's entertaining. I don't know if we'll be able to hear it. I didn't hear it. And it didn't register on the thing. I don't know, man.
Nothing works.
It works. I just have to stop being techno-tarded about it.
Suck dick.
There we go.
God.
They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us.
We have fun.
Yeah, dude. Who's listening to this?
From my estimations, about 30 people.
About 30.
I don't know where they're from, who they are. They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us. There's no community, man. Yeah.
Is it safe to assume that they hold their goats? Those people?
You know?
The 30?
Nope. I don't know if I can legit be using those sounds, though, because they're not mine. So, Yeah, I don't know if copyright shit is. I don't know. This show's Creative Commons, though, so I think I'm cool.
You'll have to take it out, I guess.
But it's Creative Commons. Like, I'm not making money off this. I don't do ads.
I feel like we weren't done with that conversation.
Were we? We weren't, no. We'll get back to it.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to use penetrate, but I couldn't figure out how to fit it into that.
Oh, man. Failure.
Epic failure.
So this has been a failure, right?
So no. Nothing is a failure, man. Nothing. If you're trying, it's not a failure. It's a learning opportunity. It's a time not for all, you to no. learn.
Sometimes
you just gotta learn how to shove that dick further in your ass.
Sometimes it's just a failure.
Yeah. I mean, death is kind of the ultimate failure, right? In some situations. It's like we were talking about with Everest, you know? It's that 5% chance you're going to die.
Yeah, that's a failure, dude. That's not even one you learn from.
Is it a failure to decide to climb Everest? I guess not if you're, like, trained enough for it and, like, you mentally and physically prepare for it.
Do you think as you're falling down, you've learned something?
You've learned it was a bad idea to climb Everest.
So you still learn from the mistake, I bet.
I guess, but what's the value of that knowledge if it exists for, like, 5 minutes? I mean, Everest could last a long time.
Even if the knowledge lasts for a year.
Well, what's the time frame? Like, from, like, when you start slipping, when do you learn?
Probably depends on the cliff.
When you lose that footing? Or when you're, like, tumbling? Like, where do you draw the line? When's, like, where's the line crossed of, oh, I messed up to, fuck, I'm dead. Like, this is it.
I don't know.
I guess it would depend on the cliff.
Depends on the cliff. I mean, there are some cliffs where it's very quick.
Yeah.
The second you slip, that's it.
The second you start going up.
Yeah.
Just, walking on, thin ice.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna climb Everest, man. We're gonna do that.
When?
Tomorrow. We'll move out to base camp and just sit there for a couple months.
No, we are gonna do it. 5 years.
That time frame's a little too small. We both got kids, man. I'm not taking that 5% risk.
10 years.
5%'s a lot, man.
When, dude?
When 5% is death.
At what age will you do it?
60.
That's bullshit.
When I'm like a cyborg and replace my body parts with robotics.
No, we're the last generation that doesn't get that.
We're the first generation to live forever.
No, we're not.
We are.
No, we're the last to die.
Like 300 years. Well, it depends, yeah, if we survive Trump.
Dude, what is this Trump thing?
It's a phenomenon.
This is weird.
It's
fascinating.
It's scary.
It's scary, but it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Like, these people that love him, like what? Where are they coming from?
You know, I don't have as much of a problem with Trump. It's, like, Spicer. Sean Spicer? Like, I can't.
Like, oh, dude, guy. Trump's even... No, Trump's not any better.
Well, I can understand Trump. Like, I don't understand Spicer. I'm not saying I agree with him, but
I know,
understand
but like,
him.
That's
he's just narcissistic. He hates losing. He just, yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty hard to understand, dude. Like, what goes on in his mind?
I don't mean I understand
him fully.
Is
he secretly smart, or is he? I think he's just straight up not very intelligent.
Yeah, I don't think he's very intelligent. Well, intelligence is he's smart in different aspects. Like, he's business savvy, I think. Maybe not. He's lost a lot of money, so
like,
maybe not so business savvy.
Like uranium and other things?
Well, I don't think he could point to Pakistan on a map. I don't think he could do that. But,
lots of things are done with uranium. Including some bad things.
Some pretty bad things, yeah.
I mean, do you not know that quote?
No, what's that from?
Oh, he was giving a
Oh, that was him?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, his word for word, he was like, he was like, you know what uranium is, right? It's nuclear weapons and things, and lots of things are done with uranium, including some bad things.
Oh my God. Like 100% of them are
bad?
That's
that was word for word what he said. He was explaining uranium.
That's really fucked up. Yeah, he's pretty dumb. The wall just got 10 feet higher, though.
Did you see Donald Gay Trump?
What?
There's a YouTube video called Donald Gay Trump. And this gay, this flamboyantly gay dude, like, he changes Donald Trump's voice with his voice. And he's like, that wall just got 10 feet taller.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah. Oh, God.
He's being all, like, snooty about it. Two of them. How does that go?
It's two of them. I mean, it's
wow.
It's one plus one.
Oh,
so
it's the plus one part that's just over the top.
yeah, man. Like after they've eaten good on like a Friday night, come the next door like the Saturday. I change probably four diapers by noon. Majority of them are browns.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No.
It's my life. My nose is, like, gone. I have, like, no sense of smell.
Why don't you
anymore.
Get a nose plugger?
Do those things even work? Oh, you mean, like, those little, like, banana-looking things that...
Yeah, I don't know. I've never tried them.
I don't know how effective it would be. I mean, it's still...
It would work if you can't breathe through your nose, though.
But it's the mentality.
But then you can't.
Because then you're like, but then I'm inhaling it, and there's, like, bits of fecal matter just going into my mouth.
No, there's not, though.
There is, man. That's what a smell is, right?
Particles of shit. There are particles, but there's very few.
You know, if you have your... this is legit. If you keep your toothbrush out, open in the bathroom, there is poo on it. You can have it tested, and there is fecal matter on your toothbrush if it's just out in the open in the bathroom. Every surface in your bathroom is covered in poo.
That's offensive.
Hold
I don't
your
want
guts,
you to
man.
Tell me that.
Now you're going to get one of those travel cases. Just keep that on your toothbrush all the time. Like, fuck that. I'm not putting shit in my mouth.
I'm actually going to ignore that was said.
It's everybody that uses that bathroom. Everybody that has ever browned in your toilet. A bit of them... is on your teeth every morning.
Not if you wash it. I mean,
no, I'm exaggerating, but you get the idea. The image is still there. Every time you get your teeth white, you get them a little
brown.
Yeah,
but if you were to eat shit, just straight up eat shit.
It's very nutritious. Just kidding.
No, you would get
it's
sick,
extractive
probably,
nutrition.
Right?
Probably.
But when you inhale it, it's an infinitely small amount, dude. It's infinitely diluted.
Yeah, but it's just knowing that it's there.
It's infinitesimals of it going into your mouth.
Yeah. I guess it's the same if you're breathing it through your nose anyway. It's just
yeah, but
sticking
it's better
to your nose
then you
hairs
don't smell it, dude.
Yeah, there's kind of a filter system your nose is.
And you won't know how bad it smells, you know? Some of them are worse. You won't know. It helps.
I don't know. I'm not a puss. I can take it. I can take shit smell.
It's about convenience.
Yeah.
You sound like one of those alpha males.
I'm not an alpha male. What do you mean? About what? Oh. Yeah. Yeah, fuck, my nose is better than yours, bro. I can smell shit all day, bro.
Exactly, yeah. Dude.
Yep.
This is the future the liberals want.
Is it, though? Or is it the future the neocons want? Or is it the future the transdimensional vampire demons want that suck your negative energy and feed on it?
I don't know. I don't know on that one.
And that one in particular. All right, so supernatural stuff. Fucking stupid, right? All of it. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't 100%. Say that with Ian, huh?
I think I could. I don't think he believes in anything. Well, I mean, he believes in God, so that's kind of a big one.
That's a big one.
It's like the biggest one.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
A very big one.
Yeah.
The biggest.
The biggest, blackest one.
Yeah.
The destroyer.
Did you ask him if God is white?
No, but I've talked about how in every depiction of Jesus, he's a white guy. And how remarkable that would have been if it was true. Would have been the only white guy in the Middle East.
Is that what he says?
400 miles. No, that's what I told him. I was making a joke on the show.
Does he think Jesus was white?
I don't know. I don't think so. He knows he was Middle Eastern, so. And a Jew.
I know, but a lot of Mormons think he was white. It's a big thing with the Mormons.
Oh, yeah. In all the pictures.
Like, he's got to be white. Always, yeah. But they don't. It's not even well, just it's because the pictures.
What's really gross is that the LDS faith thinks that, like, dark skin is a curse. Like, the Lamanites were cursed to have dark skin. Like,
yeah. Do they talk about it? Creepy. Do they still teach it?
Yeah, it's in the book. It's in the Book of Mormon. Yeah.
I thought it was one of those things.
That's,
they
like, one of the biggest things. That's the Lamanites. That's, like, the biggest, like, antagonists of the Book of Mormon is the Lamanites. They're the evil people, and they're all black. It's really. Pretty gross. God. And they didn't let colored people have the priesthood.
Lamanite does sound bad. Like, imagine, like, being
lame. They're fucking lame, man.
Yeah, like being
Lamanites. Yeah, we're the Lamanites. Nephites, man.
They're just Lamanite.
Yeah.
Like ghosts, dude.
Ghosts?
Even snake? No, people who are, like, less religious and don't know about God, they'll still, like, believe in ghosts.
Mm-hmm, yeah, orbs and auras and...
And they're, like, all weird, short. Man. And they'll be like, you haven't had my experiences.
Yeah.
You haven't seen what I've seen.
No, we haven't been touched.
I've seen it. I've been haunted. People will say that, because they probably left the sink on one day and forgot.
Right.
And they were like... All of a sudden they hear it.
Yeah.
They're like convinced that there's a ghost.
There's some weird shit that happens though. Your brain does some funny things to you.
Yeah, but that's a neuroscientist can explain.
Yeah. Yeah, there's always an explanation.
Why your brain deceives you.
Yeah.
What is evidence of a ghost? What do people use for evidence?
Well, kind of the modern idea now is
usually has to do with
spirits.
It has, like, to do with man-made things, right? Like lights flashing, power,
like auras, like floating orbs.
I know, but
that's the big thing. Orbs of light. Evil ones are, like, black. Good ones are white. And aliens too. Aliens are spirits, transdimensional beings. That also accounts for it. The rabbit hole is very spacious.
What?
If you go down the rabbit hole, there's a lot of caverns and...
Nobody sees orbs of light.
People claim they do. I know, I could probably on two hands count the number of people that I know in my personal life that believe in it.
There was an explanation. A physical, they've seen it.
Like, they claim to have seen it, and they see stuff. Like, supernatural stuff all the time, apparently.
It could have easily been a hallucination.
Yeah, it could be a... Like a mental disorder or something.
No, too. Hallucinations are common.
Yeah.
Even in healthy people.
Mm-hmm.
Should read Hallucinations by Oliver Sacks.
Everything we look at is a fabrication, pretty much.
I know, but hallucinations are way more commonplace. Just feeling like somebody's watching you, that's a hallucination. That's the part of your brain that goes off when you're around people, and it's one of the most common types, is it just shoots off when there's no one there.
Yeah.
So you feel like someone's a presence in the room. And that happens to almost everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think everybody would say that they felt that before.
Yeah.
And
that...
I feel like there's another entity in the room with them.
Yeah, that meets the definition of hallucination. That's what it is.
Mm.
And a lot of people think that that's God or a spirit or a demon.
Satan.
They'll feel that presence in the...
The great deceiver.
I feel the Holy Spirit with me.
I said, Lord Satan. He wins every time you masturbate.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, but if these spirits are that common and everyone knows people who think they've seen them.
Yeah.
There would be a physical explanation for it. If ghosts exist and they exist in the physical world, and then there's a physical
explanation. Well, we exist in the physical world and we don't see everything. We really don't. We don't see really small. We don't see really big.
But we have technology.
We see in three wavelengths of light, for Christ's sake.
But we have technology.
There's so much
that sees
of the
beyond.
Light spectrum that we don't even see. I mean.
Okay, but if you see an orb, what does that mean?
You're fucked.
Electromagnetic radiation, are photons are hitting your eye.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's the...
Which means it's letting out energy, right? Which means it is
very measurable.
And if you can prove the existence of a spirit, there's a $1 million reward out there. No one's been able to do it.
Yeah.
That anything that has photons hitting your eye is measurable and detectable.
Testable.
And it would have been proven by now.
Yeah.
I mean, we've proven some crazy shit, let alone just a piece of light, something just so detectable and so measurable.
Yeah.
Like that it's actually emitting energy. This isn't like dark matter. This is like the kind of energy we understand.
Well, dark energy, right? We don't understand that. That's like...
But dark energy wouldn't create
dark
light.
Matter.
And if it did, we would see light being created in unnatural circumstances with
perhaps.
No energy source. To say that many people are encountering this and physicists haven't been able to detect anything when there's actually photons of light hitting their eyes alone would make any physicist laugh at you.
Right. But, you know. I mean, I don't know. Some would argue that spiritualism is
not science.
It's a real thing.
But if it does exist, then it does exist in the physical world, and it's measurable.
Yeah, but what if it's not in the physical world? Or what if we have an imperfect understanding of the physical world?
That's
a possibility.
Okay, so if your brain is shooting off the little neurons to tell you there's an image there.
Hmm.
Either it's a hallucination, or there's actually light hitting your eyes. Those are the only two options.
Right. Or you're in a simulation. There's an option there, too. I like that idea. That's a fun one to think about, ponder on. Like the Truman Show. I love that fucking movie.
Yeah.
We're all Truman, man.
Well, if you can prove supernatural phenomenon, you could get $1 million.
Yeah. I think the closest I've ever gotten to like a supernatural experience is lucid dreaming. There's something like mystical about it. Do you know what lucid dreaming is?
There's something mystical about psychedelic drugs.
Oh, true.
That doesn't make it mystical. It feels mystical.
Right. Right.
Mystical is a feeling, it's an emotion.
Yeah. It's the unknown, really. Yeah,
it's a complex emotion.
Yeah.
Emotions are just different patterns in the brain. Different firings.
Different chemicals getting picked up in their little pockets.
It doesn't mean anything more significant than any other firings of the brain. It just works out that it makes you feel like it does.
Yeah.
Because it's a feeling.
Yeah.
Why does that pattern of neurons mean something significant over the pattern that says you're pissed off that your dog just peed on your carpet?
Because there's nothing mystical about a dog peeing on your carpet.
I know, but...
there's no reward to be had.
Feelings don't correlate with objective reality.
No, but it's the reward they flaunt.
By definition, they're subjective.
Feelings?
That's like how you separate... subjective from objective is feelings versus the physical
everything
reality.
Is a feeling, really, right? If your definition of feeling is your brain interpreting data, then everything's a feeling. You feel everything.
Yeah,
right?
but there's objective truths that, and you have to step outside of that human experience to find real truth. That's how science works. It's to step outside of that. Something that would be true whether if all humans died, it would still be true.
Right.
But the mystical feelings wouldn't be true anymore if everybody died. There would be no experience of it.
Yeah, that is pretty uniquely human. So that,
by definition, makes it subjective.
Yeah, religion's pretty uniquely human. So
if you're looking for truth, that's not the way to go.
Yeah.
Your feelings are not how you do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think the root of religion was just that we're not cool with the idea of chaos. Just innately, we just don't like the idea that everything is just chaos. So we like to find an order to something.
There's, well,
some kind of great master plan behind everything.
There's quite a bit of order, too.
There is, but
evolution is just simple.
Yeah.
Simple steps creating complexity over time.
Yeah.
Complexity that helps us exist longer.
Yeah.
The selfish gene.
The selfish meme.
The meme.
Richard Dawkins, man.
He coined the meme.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah, he did. The meme.
Everything is a meme.
Your mom's meme. See that? See what I did there?
She could be. There are living memes.
No, the saying, your mom is a meme. Right?
Oh.
See? See, uh-huh. There's depth to that statement. It works on different levels.
But there are people that would really make that true no matter how you interpreted it.
Yeah.
Like Chewbacca mom. Her kid.
Yeah, think about being her kid's kid.
Mom is a meme, dude.
Being that kid growing up. Dude, your mom.
Your mom's a living meme. There's a lot of dead memes.
There is, yeah.
It's an honor to be a Chuck living Testa. One. Yeah.
Yeah. It is, though. Yeah, think about just being a meme.
Yeah.
The kind of responsibility that you just have to carry.
None.
You know? You always gotta be worried about what people think about you, you know? You always gotta be, make sure you're representing your image the right way. Carrying your brand, you know?
No. Dude, you're too generous towards spiritual thinking. You're too generous.
I don't know.
I see everything very, very physical.
I don't personally believe it, but I don't have a problem with people believing it, as long as it's not infringing on the rights of
others.
It's
not a problem, it's just that they're wrong.
Well, I mean, we can't prove...
So,
We can reason there to be...
Yeah, but logic doesn't point in their direction.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. That's, like, faith is so counter-logical that...
And
that's
I know
religious,
they're saying the same thing.
Because I am
thing.
Logical. I can't be...
They're saying, I'm right, you're wrong. I know that.
Yeah.
But they really are the ones who are wrong.
Yeah.
Because they're not... They're using emotional evidence. Their feelings, their own subjective experience of an event as proof. They're not using steps to look at things objectively.
Yeah.
Science is the best process we have of doing that.
Yeah. And what's weird is they know it was written by people, but they say it's God's word. Like, no, people wrote it. A person sat down and
jotted
that down.
The Christians actually don't.
A lot of them do.
They don't believe that...
Fundamentalists do.
But they don't believe that it was word for word from God.
Fundamentalists do.
I don't think that that's... I don't think so.
Take it literally. Yeah, there are some.
No, they may take it literally.
Most people don't.
Because they're
trusting. Pick and choose.
Well, they believe these people were chosen by God to tell the story. But they still believe that the people were framing it in their own way.
Yeah.
That's one difference between Christians and Muslims. Because Muslims believe it was word for word from God. That Allah was just...
Well, radical.
That it's actually
radical
God speaking.
Muslims believe that. Not all Muslims do. There's a lot of Muslims in the world.
Well, I know, but that's but they're supposed to believe that. What I mean is that's what Quran says that.
Yeah.
That it's the literal word.
Yeah.
Whereas the Bible says this is people's true experiences with God that they're writing about.
Yeah.
That is a difference. That's a...
Yeah.
You take a...
Well, except, a except for a basic
an entry-level religions class, like...
Except and you'll learn that. The fucking Book of Mormon. Well, I guess they don't claim that either. They just say that the iron rod is the word of God.
Yeah, so the only part of the Bible where it says it's word for word from God is the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
Which are... Yeah. There's actually like 11, right?
And at first. And
well, there's 11.
There's 11, but one of them you don't have to worry about.
And
10
are reiterated.
Yeah.
And God said he's going to give them the same, but they changed anyway.
Yeah.
When he reiterates the actual 10 that people commonly think of.
Yeah.
Whereas the first time around there were 11 and they were different.
And half of them meant the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems to be for the only 10 things you need for an ethical society. It seems to be awfully focused on...
Yeah, yeah. Most of it was...
Kissing God's ass.
Look at me, I'm God. That's what most of it was. Just telling you, hey, I'm God. That's who I am.
That's and it's like, so we can hold goats, but God can't even hold some goddamn goats? Like, if he doesn't like that you're...
Somebody eats a sandwich at work, he makes a storm or some shit.
Yeah, he doesn't like, you know... Sometimes people want anal. And God doesn't like that. So if that offends him, he can't even hold his own goats. It seems pretty weak. Seems like a weak thing to be offended by. Like, I can get over that. I mean, it makes him angry. Makes him highly offended, apparently. Imagine how offended you would have to be to punish someone with eternal torture. Like, you must be really offended.
But then he puts the guy's G-spot in his asshole.
Dude, that is the opposite of holding goats, dude. He's throwing the goats.
That's hilarious.
He is like throwing the goats across the universe.
He is
definitely not holding them.
Yeah, you make sure nobody gets his goats, but he takes all the goats he can.
His goats are infinite, and he, in his infinite greatness, doesn't hold a single one. He makes sure to let them all out. He gets offended by even thoughts, dude.
Yeah.
Even if we think for 1 second, nice tits. Yeah. Just one quick nice tits thought in your mind.
You're fucked. You're dirty.
And he's mad, dude. He's offended. He threw his goats.
Yep. You gotta go confess it.
I know they don't all see it that way, but the ones who do, it's funny.
Repentance is a weird thing in the church. That's a weird thing. Like, I remember I had to go talk to my bishop because my first girlfriend gave me a blowjob, and I told my parents, and they're like, "Oh, you've sinned. You have to go repent and talk to your bishop." So I had to go sit in a room with this guy, neighbor,
what?
And tell him every detail about
did
my
you
dick
get back
getting
into
sucked.
It?
And I didn't. That was before I left
after
the church.
High school?
That was before I left the church. Yeah. That was Mallory.
You never told me about that.
That was Dayton Mallory. That I went to go talk to my bishop.
You never told me she gave you a blowjob.
Oh. Well, that's kind of an unnecessary detail, I think.
Oh, she's all Mormon? Wow.
Well, she is now. She's like a goody two-shoe. No, what happened was I made her Mormon, and then I fell out of the church after I dumped her.
Oh.
Well, no, I didn't dump her. She dumped me, actually. She broke up
with me. Did he ask if you had an orgasm?
No.
No, there was an article written by a bishop who was talking about how he's gotten a lot of comments from people who said that their bishop asked them about if they had an orgasm.
Jesus.
And he was basically wrote this article saying they need to stop. He's like, it's time to stop.
Well, the whole process of it is just gross.
Yeah. Like,
it's just another person.
Yeah, I was reading that in the article they list all these different stories and people telling about it. The bishop's just asking things like, what positions were you in? Did you have an orgasm? These 12 people saying, like, when they were 12 years old, these girls were like, I was asked if I had an orgasm, and And one of them said they were asked if they masturbated, and they said no, and they were still asked if they ever had an orgasm. Mm.
Was your bishop sweating? Could you see his hands? Those would have been good follow-up questions.
I know they don't all do that, but there are some of them that are doing it.
Well, it's just like people. Some people are just fucking freaks.
I can't imagine that they're not getting something out of that. If they're going to ask that shit.
Yeah, if they're asking that those kinds of questions, they're definitely, their pants got a little tighter for sure.
So. These are like minors, dude.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
It is, man. It is. At least it's not the Catholic Church.
And the parents are all open, trusting them and stuff.
At least it's not open rape, you know, the priests and shit. I can't believe that the Catholic Church is still worshipped this day. Like,
yeah.
A lot of fucked
up shit. It's huge.
There was a prayer day for Hitler. You know that, right?
No.
Yeah. The Vatican had a prayer day for Hitler.
Like, they've denied it now.
Now they have. But
yeah, that's
that was
crazy.
A thing. I mean,
and Catholics are seen as more moderate.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is people still say that Adolf Hitler was an atheist, and there was a prayer
Catholics
day on his birthday.
Well, Catholics have started accepting science at least
a little bit. Yeah.
Which didn't the Pope say you can believe in evolution?
I think it was the most recent Pope that said something like that. Yeah.
You can believe in facts. They started allowing people to believe in some facts.
Yeah. I guess truth is okay.
Facts are overrated.
Alternative facts.
That's all religion is. It's just alternative science.
It's fake news.
Alternative means not.
Pretty much, yeah. A workaround.
Nowadays, yeah.
Pseudo. Yeah. Pseudoscience.
Uh-huh.
Pseudo facts. Let me fax you over these facts. I'm gonna fax you some facts, man.
No.
You can wise up. You ever use your fax machine? Have you ever sent a fax in your life?
No.
No. It's nothing special. You're not missing out on much.
I don't need to.
Have you ever used a pager?
No. How old are you, dude? God.
Paging Dr. Chase DeCole.
I need you to work. Remember that?
Chess.
Chess.
I need you to work.
Dude, the old,
never spend money at the teppanyaki in Lehi, Utah. Never go there.
Be wary of any Asian restaurant.
If it's run by legit Asians.
Yeah.
Be very afraid. That place was crazy, man. I remember when they had cats living out back. Right, they built like a little cat house for him out of boxes, and they fed him. And,
yeah.
And one day, one of the cats killed a bird and brought it into where they were prepping food. Like 2 feet away from like raw meat and stuff. And
I think I remember that.
Yeah, and when I told the owner, Mr. Lee, and he was like, "Oh, cats are so funny," and just walked away and started cooking something. Left the bird there.
I can imagine it.
I can see it.
I went to their house.
It was bad. Really?
Yeah. To tutor their kid. I went to their...
Oh, yeah.
It's a nice house.
Yeah.
They got a lot of money.
They don't dress that way.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't. She kind of dresses.
They steal money, but...
That's true. Yeah, they took hours off of our payroll. They did that.
They snuck around.
Deleted hours.
Because I was keeping track.
Yeah.
Because I had a little app, man. So I could see how many hours I had.
Yeah. I did it too. Yeah, they did it to me, man.
Just a snip here and a $10 there.
Yeah, it was like 2 hours every month or so. You just take away 2 hours that you worked.
Sometimes it was more.
Yeah. They defended themselves about it too in front of the employees. They were like, "Oh, well, we give you dinner. You're on the clock when you're breaking, eating the dinner we cook for you. Like, what the fuck? That's not cool.
Like, they could make us clock out for that.
They could,
but they didn't.
They didn't. Like, they were nice to
supply
the food
was so good.
It was. Yeah.
Remember the teriyaki I put on everything?
Oh, yeah, that teriyaki sauce was fucking shit, man. And then just the shit, man. The ginger sauce, though. That smell.
The hot sauce.
I can still smell it to this day, that fucking ginger sauce. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get out of anything. If you spill it on something, you will smell like ginger sauce. You have to throw it away, or it'll just stain everything in your life. That ginger sauce, man.
I miss eating. I miss those meals. Some of them were so good.
Yeah.
I don't miss anything else.
I remember one time they didn't make anything for me and Weston when we were busing. Mm-hmm. And so Mr. Lee made some, like a couple appetizers, like the skewers. Ugh. And then he like went in his office and brought out like a little can of nuts and like put nuts on our plate. It was pretty hilarious.
I know, maybe I bitched too much. Maybe we bitched too much. Maybe we should have just been happy with the food.
I don't know, man. That was pretty shitty. They were taking hours off of our payroll.
It's pretty shady. They did give us food.
They did. It was good food. Yeah. But it wasn't an easy job.
They could have been honest. They could have made us clock out. They could have gotten 2.5 hours a week out of us.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have stayed to eat. Fuck. I'm going to go home and cook.
Technically, it was a better deal for us to. I mean, they were taking out 2 hours a month.
But 2 hours? I didn't spend 2 hours eating food.
A month?
Oh, a month?
Yeah. Yeah, you did. I would spend about 15 to 20 minutes every day.
I don't know. I have a pretty good work ethic.
Whatever. When everyone sat down together and
whatever. We did kind of chill out for a bit. That's true. Still, man.
But they could have take worse. Out this much per meal. Do you want meals from us or do you want your hours? Like,
yeah.
They could have done it in some honest way.
Yeah. Yeah. Be more transparent about it. But there is the language barrier, which was kind of a big thing. They couldn't really talk to us.
Maybe they really thought that they were being good people by taking the hours out. Maybe they thought that they were being fair.
Probably. Doesn't everybody,
maybe we
though?
Bitch too much.
Doesn't everybody think they're fair if they're being fucked?
I should have put in my 2 weeks. I shouldn't have rage quit. I was just mad at them chipping the hours out.
Rage quit. I totally did too.
I know.
I think I
now
still
I can't go
I think
back
I
there.
I still have my shirt. I think
dude,
I still
sometimes
have my
I wish I would have just been peaceful and left. I could go back in there and be like, "What's up?"
Give me They'd some still give you a job.
Rice.
They'd still give you a job if you walked in and said, "Hey, can I work here?" I'd be like, "Oh, Chase, yeah, you can work."
Even after I just walked out.
Yeah, dude.
And said I'm done.
No, they told Brian that. Because Brian just left, too. And they're like, "Oh, you can come back anytime. We give you a job." Yeah. And he just straight up left. Didn't notice or anything.
It's interesting.
They gave him a place to live, too. They were super nice to Brian. They let him live at the chef's house and everything. But his situation was kind of... He got kicked out of his house and everything, so... But yeah.
See, maybe they were not complete dicks.
They weren't.
In retrospect, I look back and I'm like,
well, everybody hates their boss, right? Everybody hates their boss.
I know.
You know, there's just something about hating the person that has more
power
than you.
But I think it was a language barrier.
Yeah.
I feel like I've had a change of heart now a little bit.
Yeah.
I look back.
They were pretty nice.
I mean, it is annoying to expect a certain amount of hours. And one time they did cut out like a... I feel like a few.
Yeah.
And when you expect a certain paycheck, it's a little annoying.
As a server, it wasn't that bad because you don't make anything in your paychecks anyway.
But as a busboy, I always bust at least once a week.
Yeah.
And they never chipped the server hours away.
Yeah.
But I would always bust at least once a week.
I don't think I did bus when I was a server. I think I just served the whole time. I don't think I took any busing shifts.
When I bussed, it was like...
Oh, but you were sushi chef, right? You weren't serving. Did you serve?
Yeah,
for a bit?
I did sushi and serving.
It's when they needed you.
I didn't do
I guess.
Much. No, I slowly stopped doing.
Serving sucked ass.
I slowly stopped doing busing. I got to a point where I never did anymore. Yeah.
Sushi chef would have been fun. I mean, I cook sushi by myself anyway, but we don't really cook sushi. It's kind of an oxymoron to say I cook sushi.
Mm-hmm.
But I make sushi, it's fun. Nothing special.
I remember how. I just don't. I've just been too lazy to get all the stuff to do.
There's a nice shop in Salt Lake to get some good sushi-grade fish.
I never learned how to cut the fish, though. Mm. It's the one thing they didn't teach me.
go on the grain. Make sure you can just cut it nice and thin. And yeah, it's an art form for sure. It's, and like sushi chefs in Tokyo, like it's commonplace for them to spend like $5,000 on their knife. Like
it has to look perfect.
Oh yeah,
you got to cut it.
It's
perfect.
Yeah, it's an art. It's yeah. Most of it is how it looks. You got to make it look beautiful.
Yeah, you can't just get a nice thin slice. I mean, you can at home, but not at those restaurants. You got to make it look pretty.
Yeah.
Got to cut it pretty.
Yep. Perfect edges.
Dude, my friend that worked at Teppanyaki, who did the sushi helping, I mean, he's a sushi chef now, and he works in, like, New York.
A legit place. Oh, really? A
really nice place.
Alex?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Alex. Yeah, the shit he makes.
Nice, man.
On his Facebook, he makes the fanciest looking shit ever. He's he's working at, like, top-notch, expensive-ass restaurants. He makes a lot of money.
That's way dope.
Yeah. He makes a real living, dude.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I mean, he probably gets 30 to 50 an hour, dude, depending on the day.
That's a good gig. Yeah. I wouldn't mind making 30 to 50 an hour. That'd be and that's acceptable. That's an acceptable salary.
Yeah.
It's adequate.
Indubitably.
Yeah. So, you holding those goats?
You haven't even tempted me to drop them yet.
Yeah. I haven't attempted to take your goats.
I don't think you can offend me.
I could have with the spirituality stuff if I wanted to. Maybe. Maybe there's something I could...
But I know... I know you're wrong.
But I don't actually believe it. That's the thing. I like to play devil's advocate. I like doing that. Like
I don't arguing get it. It doesn't offend me.
It's just like...
Annoying.
Idiocy. It's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's like, man, you're dumb.
Yeah.
It's just dumb. It's just not logical.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a dumb thing. Dumb ting. So you, that Joseph Smith character.
He made Utah great again. He got the natives out.
Again? Utah was great before.
Yeah.
There's nothing out here.
Before all the natives got here.
You know he was a convicted con man, right? Before he started a religion.
Yeah. He conned people right off the land.
A legit argument that people, like, a point that they make in, like, seminary and stuff was, like, Joseph Smith just making up the religion. He wasn't smart enough to make it up. It's something they say. Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good argument.
It's not that hard.
Right?
I mean, the shit in there is not that
It's easy to make up a story. Yeah.
It's only amazing.
It's not even good
It's amazing because they're told it's sacred, but when you just look at...
Yeah, it's not even a captivating story.
Yeah,
it's
when
not,
you look at it...
It's not a page-turner.
No. A god could have made a real page turner, infinite intelligence,
mind blowing.
It should have picked someone who really made a page turner.
Yeah, some Mark Twain or Stephen King.
Yeah,
he would make a good Bible.
Stephen King makes a good god. He's nice and sadistic.
Yeah,
he has no problem talking about people burning forever.
Yeah.
And just wiping out men, women, and children.
Just hordes of innocent people.
Burning.
Eternal damnation.
In a lake of fire.
Yeah. You will suck this dick for eternity.
That's, you know... Sucking a dick for an eternity sucks, but it's better than
fire. It's
better
than some things.
Better than fire.
Yeah. Better than smelling farts for eternity.
Yeah. Yep. Some people might disagree on that one, but...
I mean, once the dick's done, you get, what, like 10 minutes before trying to get back in your mouth.
Oh, you mean of cooldown time?
Yeah. Unless you're like, there's like a line of dicks waiting to get sucked. Then I might prefer the farts, but...
God, even... Are you sure?
I mean, a smell. You can get smell to... If the smell doesn't change, like, do they cycle the smell out?
Yeah,
because you can
cycle
get used to a smell.
Well, it'd be different every time.
Of course. Of course. They would shuffle it around.
Would they let you pick your hell?
Maybe if it was like a spin the wheel, like a Wheel of Fortune, I don't think you could choose from a list. Because it would still have to just be, you know.
I don't know. If blowjobs are evil and there's demons there, and then why wouldn't they give you blowjobs? There should be blowjobs in hell.
Not for you. You're the one giving the blowjob. You don't get blowjobs in hell.
Yeah, but the demons are supposed to be punished too. Well, that means someone's getting rewarded in hell. That's not supposed to happen.
Unless... No. You reward the people who... I don't know. I don't know how it would work. Whose dick's getting sucked?
Exactly. Doesn't work. It's inconsistent.
I guess Lucifer. Maybe you suck Lucifer's dick.
But Lucifer's supposed to be punished, too.
Not... Well...
Yeah, that's what they say.
Really?
Yeah. Hell is punishment for... They cast all the demons to hell. And all the bad people. And it's a punishment. And they're also... The demons aren't supposed to be happy.
I thought the demons made hell.
Like, no, God made hell.
It's like a angel's not allowed
Dude, God.
Club.
No, Christians believe God made hell.
Yeah.
An all-loving being.
Yeah.
Created eternal torture.
Send you there to cry and... suffer and
I mean even if burn. You're for waterboarding you're seen as a scumbag in modern society. Imagine
nothing.
Eternal
nothing
waterboarding
to, yeah.
with fire.
Fireboarding. I don't think it works the same way.
It's evil.
What's evil? Hell?
Yeah. How can people believe in that?
Well, you can't have the good without the bad. I mean, what kind of God would he be if he just let everybody go to heaven, you know? There's got to be winners
and
losers.
Well, if he loves us like his children, would you send your children there if they disappointed you?
Yeah. Just kidding. Of course not.
Exactly. Because I have better ethics than God, than the Christian God.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the thing I don't like about religion is that they say that you get your ethics from a religion, but that's not a very ethical way to be ethical, you know? Like, you're only doing the right thing to avoid punishment after you die.
And that the punishment in and of itself is wholly unethical.
Yeah. Uncalled for.
Eternal
unjust.
Torture outweighs that. So even an eye for an eye, like, people think that's bad.
Yeah.
If, you know. So this isn't just a punishment that matches the crime. Like a good utilitarian punishment.
This is, yeah.
Eternal torture is more suffering than
you can
Hitler caused.
Conceive.
That's more suffering than Hitler caused. So even for Hitler, the punishment outweighs the crime.
You think of how many dicks Hitler sucked by now? What do you think his count's at? I think he's, like, sucked more dicks than anybody ever?
Over 9,000.
At least, right? Yeah. It's a lot of dicks to suck. I think he's sucking one right now.
You'd let him suck yours?
I don't know. That mustache. I don't know, man.
I can't handle the mustache.
Fuck.
What turns you off about dudes?
I don't know. It's not really what turns
me
off about. Oh
yeah, you're bi.
Dudes or chicks. It's
you're like okay. You're like not as turned off by dudes.
It's personalities, really.
For me, it's the face structure and the fucking body hair.
Yeah, body hair is pretty gross.
Yeah, like I could bone a.
Like a femboy? A fuckboy?
Like a... a Puerto transgender Rican female?
Like F to M? Or M to F?
Like, it's not even... It's not even a dick that I'm grossed out by.
Yeah.
It's just the
features.
The body hair.
Masculine
and the face.
Features.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially, like, fucking facial hair. It's like, oh, God.
I like facial hair. I don't know if I'd like it on a partner, though.
Yeah, not on my dick.
Mustache rides, man. What is a mustache ride by definition?
Yeah, I might be hetero-flexible.
Flexible, yeah.
But I'm definitely straight, mostly.
Yeah, I'm like 75% straight.
I'm probably 90% or more.
Yeah. That's, yeah, 75 is probably a little low. That's probably more around 80 or something. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm bi-curious. I haven't taken that step.
If it was a real feminine dude with no body hair, then maybe.
Maybe.
It's gotta be like...
Yeah, he's gotta have a nice ass.
Gotta look
ass.
Like a chick.
He's gotta have a nice ass. And you'll be okay with it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The best blowjob you've ever had in your life, then you'd be okay with it.
But, yeah. Dude, body hair. I just don't like body hair.
But it all goes to shit once you hit 50 anyway, so ultimately, it doesn't fucking
dude,
matter.
Dude, chick doesn't matter. No. Just kidding. That's where I'll just switch over to the hub.
The hub? What hub? What are you talking about? Pornhub?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sure.
What's this hub you speak of? Polyamorous?
No. No. You just have to think about it.
Think about what? Think about sucking dicks at a hub?
You're just never gonna know.
What's a hub? Hub of what?
I said you were right.
I was right about what?
About the first claim, dude.
What first claim? I can't remember.
Everyone else knows what we're talking about.
Except for me.
Good.
Well.
Don't drop your goats.
I'm not. I'm just lost in the woods.
It's actually not that important.
Is anything
yeah,
that
we
important,
should move
though?
On.
Okay, let's talk about phalluses.
What?
A phallus? What's the best phallus you've ever experienced?
I don't know. Go first.
My own. Mm-hmm. I think my own is the only phallus I've ever experienced. You know what a phallus is?
No.
It's a penis.
Oh.
That's what a phallus is.
That's dumb.
Yeah. That was a dick joke. I was making a dick joke there. That's some low-hanging fruit.
I haven't experienced any of them.
Yeah. Well, have you experienced your own, right?
I guess, sort of.
Subjectively. I mean, you piss. For sure. That's
yeah.
something you do.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah.
You got more of those?
I really wish I did.
So one drink?
Well, I mean, we could postpone and run to the store, but...
Utah is going to fuck up the drinking limit.
They already did.
Yeah, but it's not in effect yet.
No, it is.
It's not.
It's not?
I promise.
It's
not
yet. But it was written into the law.
Yes.
But it's not.
But not till next year. Oh. I think they were saying it's an entire, even then, like the middle of next year, it's like an entire year before it goes into effect.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Takes time. They can't just immediately do shit.
Yeah, they can. It's 2017.
But they
bro.
Don't. They're going to give people warnings. They're going to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to gear up. Got to hire more damn cops.
The idea of policing, man. Policing in general.
It's necessary.
It is. In an imperfect society, it is absolutely necessary.
It's a shitty job.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard. It's,
you have to be insane to be a cop.
Yeah, but someone's got to do it.
Somebody's got, yeah.
But we need sane people to do it.
So here's.
But they don't want to do it.
People like to think that all cops are just bad and cops are pigs and, you know, but.
Yeah, only and it's only true most of the time.
The reality of the situation is we live in an imperfect society. So there's assholes. That's a given. Because there's assholes, we need to have a police force, right? But the police force consists of the people living in the society. So odds are you're going to get some assholes applying for that job and getting the job.
No, we don't need them. Assholes
exist.
They don't have to be there. We can weed them out better.
How?
They need better training.
Jeez. I need you to explain to our listeners how to identify an asshole.
You gotta find the right music.
What? What music you listen to while you look at people?
Look at their
what they listen to.
Look at their music. Look at the music they listen to.
How do you do that though?
You ask them.
But if they're an asshole, they're just gonna say fuck you.
Then they don't get the job.
Then you know that they're an asshole.
You make the requirement for the job that you look over their music playlist.
Their browser history. Could you identify an asshole from their browser history?
Yeah. Eventually AI will do it.
Do you really think we're heading that way? Where privacy is just a thing of the past?
Yeah.
Everybody's going to know everything about everybody?
Well, yeah. Did you see what the Republicans did with your internet privacy? Oh, they can sell your search history?
Yeah, that's pretty shitty.
Nobody wanted that. Nobody wanted that.
Some people did. People who make money off of it. And they had something to
say
about it.
No, that's nobody in a democracy.
Not in this democracy. That's
the biggest person in this democracy. The public support for it was tiny.
Yeah.
Almost nothing.
But the public has no money to offer. So they didn't win. Their opinion didn't matter much because it wasn't backed with enough green stuff.
What?
Money. Money, 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 money. Money talks, man. Money talks.
Talks to you.
Corporations are people too, you know. That's what Mitt Romney said when he was running for president.
Oh, I'm glad they're not being persecuted anymore by Obama. Those corporations.
Oh, yeah. Right? Now they're free to fuck people in the ass again, like they're good at doing. Spilling oil.
I felt the burn.
The burn? You were feeling the burn?
I thought I was.
And then you got it checked out and got rid of your gonorrhea.
It was worse than I thought.
Wait, what's the one that burns? Is that chlamydia? Does chlamydia burn? I don't think gonorrhea burns. I could have it switched.
Which one did I have?
The clap?
I had one.
You had one?
I had an STI.
It was probably chlamydia, and that one's the most common, I think.
They said it was some bacterial? Rare
was it bacterial or was it viral?
It wasn't one of the common. It was bacterial, too.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, because then you could get cured.
Yeah, I just had to take antibiotics, but it did burn.
Mm. It could have been chlamydia.
Ugh.
I think that's chlamydia. Bad. It wasn't a common it one, hurt. You said? They said it was a rare one?
No, it wasn't chlamydia or gonorrhea. It was called non-gonorrhea. Because it's like the same symptoms, but it's like not gonorrhea.
This is the one that's not.
That's a real thing. It's not non-gonorrhea. That's what they thought. They don't know for sure, but that's what they think.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But you're good now?
Yeah.
You're clean?
You know, a large amount of people are going to get something that way.
Yeah.
People don't realize how common that shit is.
Yeah.
Until their dick hurts. Then they learn.
Until they're 5 inches in.
Yeah, all of that. You know, promiscuity stuff, and I want to be a swinger. Yeah, that shit's gone.
We'll catch up to you.
No, it's over.
Yeah.
Fuck sex. It's not worth it.
Yeah. I just hate that it's necessary. Honestly, at this point in my life, I wish I could live without sex.
Just the feeling, the realization that those seconds of pleasure diseased your penis.
If you think about it objectively, sex is disgusting. Yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah, and it fucking hurts.
Yeah.
Bad for a long time, but it's good. It's worth it.
It's necessary.
It's nice.
You need the release.
I know, but it's good.
You'll fucking rip somebody's head off if you don't get the release.
But it also feels good. There's a pleasure reward.
There is.
A very intense one.
Yeah. Except for not for the females the first time.
You know, for someone who's...
I'm going to have to edit that out. I'm what, though?
But you...
I'm trying to get my goats right now.
You don't need it. But some people don't have that much going for them. And they don't have that many good moments in their lives.
No, there was a...
And some people want to... sex. Some people would wish the feelings away. Some people are asexual.
Some people don't need it. But I do.
That's not what asexual is.
I don't want to have it.
That's not what asexual is.
It's not. No, I know. By definition, it can be, but that's what they're using nowadays. That's the term they've chosen to identify as.
Asexual means you're not sexually attracted to either gender. But a lot of them still like to touch themselves. I thought the definition of
asexual was that you reproduce with yourself.
Now imagine, imagine if neither gender turned you on. That's what asexual is, generally.
Your alien gender.
There are some, that's a subset of asexual people that actually don't get turned on, but that's more rare. It's more rare. Yeah. It's more common that you're like not straight or gay, neither gender turns you on, and they still, a lot of them still masturbate.
Yeah.
And they just don't like anything else. They like to jack off. Yeah. A lot of them.
Even the girls. Yeah. Even the girls.
But like they just like, they're...
Whoa, that was loud as fuck, dude.
They're just grossed out.
Dude, that was crazy. That was crazy.
Is it going to start raining? Is it raining?
It might.
Someone's for going out.
Oh, you were going to go out?
Well, let's at least take a break.
No breaks. Whoa. Oh, you don't have your headphones on. You didn't hear that.
Can't hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You heard that?
Yeah, that was loud.
That was lightning.
I know. I saw it in the windows.
That was a bomb.
Right? That was super loud.
It was a bomb.
A bomb of electrons splitting through the air, touching the earth with its phallus.
I thought it was one of your little sound effects.
Really?
Yeah, I thought you hit lightning.
Nah, dude. That was a real thing.
And then you're like, whoa. I thought you were messing with
being mystical.
And I looked out the window and I was like, oh.
How long have we been recording?
I don't know, man. That might be good.
You know, it's a lot scarier when you're on a mountain.
Right? It's been almost an hour and 20 minutes.
Is that about how long they go?
Usually.
Yeah. Hello, sweet listener. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, you could leave us a like on our Facebook page at Hold Your Goats Podcast. If you'd like to participate in the What Gets Your Goats segment of the show, where we discuss those things that just reach down to the deepest part of your being and grab your goat by the beard, yank him out of your soul. We'll try to help you get your goat back so you can hold on to it. Because really, it's what matters most in life, you know? So just send those things that really make you upset. Hold your goats at gmail.com.